you. Please pray with me. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable to you, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. So Jesus is in the temple for the festival of dedication. Most of us, well, maybe Pastor Klaus, know what the festival of dedication is. But we may recognize the other name for it, Hanukkah. Hanukkah celebrates the time when Jerusalem was liberated from the reign of the evil Syrian king Antiochus Epiphanes. Antiochus had defiled the Jerusalem temple in 167 BCE. He went into the temple, built an altar to the Roman god Zeus, and slaughtered pigs on the altar. It took 2 years, but Judas Maccabeus and his brothers finally took back control of the temple to reclaim it for the God of Israel. When they entered the temple, it was a mess. So they lit the lamps and began cleaning. There was only enough oil to last for one day, but the lamps stayed lit for 8 days, long enough for the temple to be cleaned and rededicated. Hanukkah is always in the month of December, the same month that the temple was reclaimed. For 8 days, Jewish people celebrate by lighting lamps called menorah and eating fried foods in oil. So Jesus is celebrating Hanukkah. He's been in Jerusalem for at least 3 months, and it's now winter. He's in Solomon's portico on the east side of the temple to protect them from the cold. The Jewish leaders have surrounded Jesus. They want Jesus to tell them he is the Messiah. A loaded political question, especially when the Jewish people are celebrating the victory of a revolt against Rome. The question that they ask Jesus is literally, how long will you take away our life? Even though the NRSV translate is this phrase as, keep us in suspense, modern Greek it means, how long will you continue to annoy us? Are they showing a genuine desire to have the issue resolved? Or are they showing irritation, hostility? Irritation is much more likely because Jesus has been preaching and teaching in their temple for 3 months. They've had enough. Their question could be a little like asking, who do you think you are, God? They really didn't want an answer to their question. They've already decided that Jesus wasn't the Messiah. They just want to trap him. His answer would lead him to either treason or blasphemy, which would result in his death. Do we ever refuse to listen to answers that may be different than what we want to hear? Have you ever heard someone say, don't confuse me with questions about the Bible, my faith is made up? Jesus tells these irritated leaders, he's already told them plainly what they need to know. The trouble is, Jesus has told them through his works, not his words. Jesus' identity can't be reduced to a title like Messiah. His identity must be experienced. So he gives them the analogy they would know very, very well, that of the sheep and the shepherd. God, as our shepherd, has ancient roots in the Hebrew scriptures. We hear it in the Psalms. The Lord is my shepherd. Makes me lie down in green pasture. He leads me beside still waters. Know that the Lord is God. It is he that made us, and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. John is affirming a shepherd God as a part of the tradition of the Jewish people, including the Jewish leaders who are questioning Jesus. We expect to say that Jesus says the sheep follow him because they know him. But instead, he says they follow him because he knows them. Psalm 139 tells how he knows us. O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You discern my thoughts from far away. You search out my path and my lying down and are acquainted with all my ways. Even before a word is on my tongue, O Lord, you know it completely. You hem me in behind and before, and you lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is so high I cannot attain it. We long to be known, to be understood like this at the deepest level of our heart. This gospel makes it clear Jesus sees into the depths of our hearts. He knows us. So when we hear his voice, we follow him. How do we hear the shepherd's voice among all the other voices that are trying to get our attention? His voices are all around us, the news, social media, our coworkers, our families and friends. Listen closely. We don't always recognize how contrary they may be to the voice of the Good Shepherd. Some of these voices even claim to speak for God. They tell us how to grow closer to God by having a certain religious experience, by believing the correct doctrine, by behaving a certain way. But the Good Shepherd tells us everything depends on his knowing us. Never does our status before God depend on having the right experience or being free of doubt or what we've accomplished. It does not depend on behaving a certain way. It depends on one thing, one thing only, that we are known by the shepherd. I tell you time and time again, you are the church. This is the purpose of the church, so that we can tell people over and over and over again, you are chosen by God. You are a part of Jesus' flock. You belong to Jesus. You are a sheep of God. We can choose to believe or not to believe these words. We can choose to follow up on what God has done for us or not. It's not what we do. It's what God does for us. God chooses to have a relationship with us. God seeks us out, whether or not we seek God. Psalm 139 concludes, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my thoughts. See if there is any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way of life everlasting." Today, we celebrate the baptism of Persephone Jo Mills. In her baptism, God chooses Percy. God says yes to her. True, her parents brought her here, but God chooses Percy to become a beloved child of God, a member of the church, this church, for eternity. God knows Percy, and in time, Percy will know God. Just a reminder, we have this little lamb that says, Lamb of God, for her to put in her room. So, dear church, come to the table because God calls you here. Then go and know you are loved. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Please rise for the hymn of the day.